This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Today, the United Nations Secretary General says the UN will stay in Baghdad despite yesterday's suicide bombing. At least 20 people died, and UN officials say there may be more bodies to recover in the ruins of their headquarters. In a moment, we'll examine the changing tactics of the Iraqi resistance, but we will start this morning with NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, I know you were at the scene of the bombing today. What have you seen?
Steve, the American soldiers were clearly camped out there overnight, and they've brought in by this morning machinery, heavy machinery, to help work through the rubble, which reaches all the way to the roof of this third-story building. Relatives of United Nations employees were still coming to search for missing loved ones who they believe were in the building at the time, and a UN spokesman said he fears there are still more bodies to recover from what's left of the building. People are clearly still in shock at the loss of family members and colleagues, and for the loss of Sergio de Mello. He was the head of the United Nations mission here in Iraq. A UN spokesman came to the site, actually to try to go to his office to pick up some personal effects, and he vowed that the UN would remain in Iraq, but he said that meetings were underway today among UN staff to reevaluate the current security situation. Since the UN is now clearly a target, he said they cannot continue operating the way they have, living in hotels in Baghdad, traveling around in marked cars without armed guards for protection. In fact, some of the UN staff were believed to have stayed in the U.S. Civil Administration's headquarters in one of Saddam's palaces last night.
Ivan, what are officials telling you about who might have been responsible for the attack?
No answer at all coming from American officials here. We still haven't gotten an answer for who might have been responsible for the car bombing of the Jordanian embassy here in Baghdad 2 weeks ago, which left 80 people killed and wounded. American officials say the FBI is working with Iraqi police to investigate the scene. Last night, America's top police officer here, all he would offer was that he believed it was a truck bomb, possibly caused by a suicide bomber.
Are American officials defending their security efforts at all?
They are. They are saying that they were not ultimately responsible for keeping a permanent presence to defend the UN headquarters. They say they sent out a letter months ago to all diplomatic missions in Baghdad saying that this was not the U.S.'s responsibility. They could not secure the area. That being said, U.S. spokesman said they had a semi-permanent presence. I had seen in the past American soldiers in the compound or parked in Humvees up the road from the compound, but they clearly were not able to stop what's believed to, according to some sources, to be perhaps a truck that plowed through a wall and that carried the explosives that caused all that damage yesterday. And the Americans are coming under criticism from UN staff as well as Iraqis, saying that the U.S. just cannot keep the peace in Baghdad.
And you have to ask how Iraqis are responding to this attack, particularly Iraqis who have been asked to cooperate with the United States.
Well, there's a lot of anger at the U.S. for not being able to provide adequate security, according to Iraqis. And many Iraqis, their first response saying it could not have been an Iraqi who did this. It had to have been a foreigner. Because, in part, it is mostly Iraqis who are dying in these explosions at the Jordanian embassy and here at the United Nations headquarters. And this fits in with this view fits in with the American officials who say foreign fighters are infiltrating this country.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks as always.